The race begins on the west side of San Quentin's lower yard, just before the sun creeps over the walls. Two dozen men surge forward. With few exceptions, all are murderers.
That's how Jesse Katz began his story on the San Quentin Marathon. He's been writing about gangs and crime in California for almost 30 years.
And during some of my reporting for other pieces, I happened to find myself inside San Quentin prison for the first time.
On that day, Jesse Katz was among men who'd been in San Quentin for a long time, and some who'd been incarcerated elsewhere before they'd arrived at what Katz described as an especially grim place, even by prison standards.
In an era of, you know, new modern prisons with all sorts of high-tech kind of lockdown surveillance elements, San Quentin is this, you know, moldering castle on the bay that dates back to the mid-1800s. And it feels like this dank, creaky dungeon.
When a dank, creaky dungeon is home, what can you do? Sleep, if the night's not too noisy, study for the GED. There's a theater program, a football team, a newspaper, and a podcast to work on, if you're so inclined. And for anybody who wants to run seriously, there's the San Quentin Marathon.
When I heard that phrase, San Quentin Marathon, it was hard to figure out like what that actually entailed. How do you run a marathon if you're a lifer locked behind prison walls?
Patiently, as it turns out, with tolerance for the minimum range of things to see as you run, at one point a bit of a mountain in the distance, but just for a dozen strides or so, you develop a willingness to turn frequently, and if you're a marathoner in San Quentin, you also run with the help and encouragement of Coach Frank Rona.
I wasn't that great of a runner, but I worked hard at it, and I've run 78 marathons, 38 ultra marathons, and been a pretty avid runner most of my life.
Frank Rona's enthusiasm for marathoning led him to accept the presidency of the elite Tamalpa Running Club in Marin County. That's why he was the guy who got the message from a woman named Laura Bowman, who was working as a teacher in San Quentin. Bowman had met some of the men whom she felt could benefit from a running coach. She contacted Rona to ask if any of the members of his club might be interested in coming to San Quentin. Hard invitation to resist, right? Rona emailed the club's 700 members.
And I got no responses. So when I heard from Laura the next time, she said, "Did anybody show any interest?" And I said, "No." And I said, "Well, why don't I come over and check it out and see what I can do?"
Rona didn't need directions. His work as an estimator with a construction company had brought him to San Quentin before. Old, creaky dungeons tend to require repairs. But according to Jesse Katz, Rona might not have been Central Casting's choice for a guy inclined to help prisoners learn marathoning.
He's not a classic bleeding heart, kumbaya singing, feel-good guy. He's a tough and occasionally crusty customer.
One thing Katz leaves out in that characterization is Rona's confidence. He says it never occurred to him to worry about consorting with men who'd been convicted of committing violent crimes.
I mean, I spent 4 years in the Army, went to Vietnam. I went through Airborne Ranger School. So I've dealt with a lot of people in a lot of situations that I wasn't intimidated by going into the prison.
That was a good thing because...
Because basically pretty much everybody that was in a running club had a life sentence.
Bill Pillars was one of the guys in that club.
And when you get a life sentence, you really did something bad, you know, a murder or something like that. So, you know, I was like, well, you know, he should be concerned about something like that, but he wasn't. He wasn't.
For the record, Bill Pillars was convicted of possession and sale of a controlled substance, cocaine. He was sentenced to 25 years to life, which sentence was modified after the California electorate amended the three strikes law that, in part, had determined that sentence. Frank Rona probably didn't know that. He never asked any of the inmates what they'd done or how long they'd be in prison. He just helped those of them who showed up for his running sessions learn how to run as well as they could.
Well, I'm a believer that we all make mistakes, and some of us make bigger mistakes than others. And when I see the conditions that these guys are living under, where there's two guys in a 9x6 cell, I know that they're paying a price. They're paying a large price for whatever they've done.
Rona felt he could make the hard time a little less hard with his coaching, and reporter Jesse Katz feels that we're all likely to benefit from whatever positive sense of self Rona has helped to create in the inmates.
Sometimes society wants to think that we're putting these guys away forever and we can just forget about them, when in fact most of these guys are coming out and we should be invested in wanting them to be better people and more self-aware and more equipped for their return to society than they were when they went in there.
In his story about the San Quentin Marathon, Jesse Katz presents part of the challenge of running 26-plus miles.
In the lower yard, a 4-acre box on San Quentin's sloped backside, the only way to recreate that distance is to run the perimeter, round and round, hour after hour, going nowhere fast.
The exterior of the perimeter track was nothing but a brick wall, a gun rail, barbed wire, and that was it.
And it's roughly a quarter mile. So you do the math. If you want to get 26.2 miles out of that, you got to go around 105 times.
What intrigued Jesse Katz was that the runners had nothing to gain except whatever satisfaction they could take from a personal achievement. There were no ribbons to win. There was no photographer at the finish line. That was okay with Bill Pillars, who ran his first marathon in San Quentin while his coach and teacher Laura Bowman looked on.
So my last lap, I had so many cramps and was hurting so bad that Miss Bowman, Frank, and a few outside spectators that came in to watch the race, they ran the lap and they helped me around the track to finish. So that was my first marathon.
That must have been some incredible feeling to have people join you on that last lap and encourage you to the finish line.
Oh, yeah. It was really wonderful. It was really wonderful. And, you know, I was so happy. I think my time was like 5 hours or something. I came in dead last, which I didn't care because I was just so glad that they stayed down there with me and helped me finish the race. That was really a blessing.
It wasn't the last of the blessings Bill Pillars would receive, courtesy of Frank Rona. When Pillars left San Quentin, Rona was waiting for him. He put him in touch with his boss at the construction company, who needed a supervisor in the equipment yard.
I had my interview. I told him all that I could about my background and where I came from, and that I, you know, if I was hired on his job, that I would give him, you know, 100%, 100+% every day. I didn't want to let Frank down, and I wasn't going to let myself down.
Maybe it was Rona vouching for Pillars that did the trick. Whatever it was, he got the job.
And so I wanted to show them that I can make the yard better than what it was before I arrived there. And that's what I worked on. And I received the Employee of the Year award, and I was so very shocked. Even before, guys had worked for the company like 16, 17 years, you know, would walk up to me. I didn't even know their name. Told me, say, hey, you know what? You really improved the yard. That was what I was striving for, and I still strive for that today.
Okay, but all work and no recreation is no good for anybody, former residents of San Quentin included. Bill Pillars knows that as well as anybody, so he and Frank Rona, sometimes they still run together.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's nothing like it was while I was incarcerated in San Quentin. You know, our friendship has really grown, you know, really, 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 really great, really big, you know. So Frank, to me now, today, it's like we've been friends for years.
Bill Pillars has no intention of ever returning to San Quentin. Frank Rona's good with that. He's retired now, so he's got more time than ever to work with the runners on that quarter-mile loop. And at 72, he sees no reason that should change anytime soon. Jesse Katz's story, Inside the San Quentin Marathon, was originally published in GQ. We found it in the 2017 edition of The Best American Sports Writing. We'll have links at onlyagame.org.